You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined on air by Scott and Gloria of Garage Rock Tamaki Outfit Cindy, who have not only released their newest track, Sunsets Don't Excite Me, but have also announced their debut album, The Way I Do. Having supported massive overseas talents such as Guitar Wolf and Off, they're a firm favourite within Aotearoa's alternative music scene, and just last year took their tour down to Aotearoa. Now here to talk about the upcoming album and new single. Welcome to the program, Gloria and Scott. How y'all doing?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How long ago did you guys wake up? Have you've lived a life this morning already?
Like 20 minutes ago, maybe?
Yeah, about 20 minutes. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Had time to get a coffee and then...
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be surprised how many people do these interviews and they're like, I haven't had a coffee yet. And I'm always like, why?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no.
I'm already slow. A little bit of a boost.
Yeah, yeah. Now, just jump straight into it. This single came about when you guys were stuck in a national park. A storm was rolling in. And you stop at the National Trout Centre Museum, which is insane that that exists in this country. I love that it does. But also, it's an incredible thing for inspiration to strike there. Can you speak to us a little bit more about how that kind of...
Yeah. We were going down to a festival in Whanganui.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're a day early, so we're waiting for the storm to pass. And Gloria and I were just like, oh, let's go to the museum.
We were down the road and there's just like a big billboard that says big trout, big fun. And I was like, that sounds like us.
Yeah.
Good time.
That's amazing. And so you're looking at the trout and you're going, oh, I'm seeing some comparisons here. Was that it?
Yeah. We're just walking around and, I don't know, a few metaphors and stuff, you know, popping in. And yeah, that's it, really.
Yeah.
Bit of a love song, you know.
Beautiful. So it's kind of, you know, swimming upstream is hard, being a musician, trying to work a full-time job, even over full-time, that is, it's like swimming upstream. Oh, what do you think, you know, the kind of toughest challenges that you guys face or people you know face being musicians in Aotearoa today?
Well, it's funny because like 3/4 of Cindy now aren't working, which is like, that's always been like a struggle for me, is like normally myself and James, we work in the same industry up in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing like 50 hours a week, you know, for work. So
yeah.
It's like, by the time you get home, like, the last thing you want to do is, you know.
Yeah, totally.
You don't feel creative. You don't feel like writing music. So, yeah, this is like the first time in, for myself and especially James, we've been doing music together for maybe 20 years. And this is the first time that we're both unemployed. So it's great. Like,
yeah.
I'm loving it. And, you know, we're getting music done. We're getting a record out. We've got new music coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, it sucks that, yeah, the expectations of society with, you know, working and then, you know,
yeah,
the creative industry.
Yeah, it's like you say, like, it's you don't have the time to be creative and you just don't have the energy, you know, like even someone just doing 40 hours a week, you come home 5:30, you're fried. There's no want to go, oh, now I'm going to write some songs or now I'm really in the mood to have a band practice.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's hard, but very positive now.
Nice. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
Now, the single, it was recorded direct to tape at Airwork Studios. What was the attraction to recording live to tape? Were you kind of looking something to add to the track that wouldn't have been there otherwise?
To be honest, it was... It's just a really nice room to record live.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's cheap.
That's the most important thing.
The day rate's quite cheap considering, so like the tape side of it was just a bonus.
Yeah.
Which,
And Darren's so good to work with. He's just like always patient and down to do whatever. If you have to run it back and redo stuff, yeah, he just makes you feel very comfortable in the room. I thoroughly recommend
him. Nice.
And there's not many studios like that up in Auckland.
Yeah.
And also the tape kind of captured a bit more of our like live sound because we do consider ourselves a live act.
Yeah.
So I think it was really important to get a bit more of a grunty live sound, and tape really lets us do that.
Yeah, you guys have so much energy when you're performing live, and obviously there's still that on the recordings, but what's the kind of difference for you? You go on stage and that's one thing, trying to take it into a studio and recreate it, or at least try and do something similar. What's that like?
I guess that's why recording live for us is kind of like we have to do it like that just so we can capture everything. And it's hard to capture energy. I find it hard to capture the energy and the vibe of how we sound live. Once it's recorded, it's always a bit of a struggle, and it's with the people that you're working with as well. It's hard for everyone to be on the same page. So it's good that the record sounding really good, and it's I'm very happy with it.
Nice.
Finally, after this band's been around for nearly probably 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a, it must feel huge for you guys to be like, finally, we got, there's 11 tracks, they're nailed down, they're coming out.
Yeah. So, yeah, very excited.
Sweet. And the title of the track, Sunsets Don't Excite Me, it's great. Can you tell us a little bit about the title and its connection to the themes of the song? Are you truly people where you look at a sunset and you're like, screw it, not for me?
Yeah, that one line, up in Auckland we have a place called Bethel's Beach, Tehenga, and my mate has a big farm up there. It's his family farm for a lot, quite a few years, and I was up there, and I wasn't having a good mental health day. And, it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
The west coast of Auckland. And, it was just like beautiful sunset. And I was just kind of like, I just want to go home to bed and bedrock, So that kind of line just popped into my head, I like to have little dark humor,
Yeah, it's kind of like that, the Modest Mouse song. What is it? Talking Shit About a Pretty Sunset?
I haven't heard that, but yeah. Same kind of.
Sweet. And this single, it's yet another one that you've released in the lead up to your very anticipated debut album, The Way I Do, which is out September 4th, both digitally and on vinyl. It's been such a long time coming. Where did these tracks start and where do they finish? Have they themselves grown over time? Have you changed them up?
Gloria probably wrote half the songs on the album.
A lot of the songs are just demos I demoed out on GarageBand on my own in my bedroom. Just kind of some of them I wrote years ago before I even joined Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of just as I got more comfortable playing Cindy songs, I was like bringing different songs, demos to practice, and we just started jamming them out. But a lot of them are just like observational sort of pieces about life in general. Yeah.
Beautiful. And can we expect a tour for this one? Will you be coming down?
Yeah, we're coming down.
Nice.
End of September, beginning of October. So, yeah, it's all booked. But, yet to be announced, but I can confirm that everything's locked in.
Oh, beautiful. Yet to be announced. We're not announcing it, but...
Yeah, it's announced, yeah. Soft launch.
Amazing. And just the last question before we wrap up, tell me a little bit about the artwork for the album done by Roy Irwin.
Yeah.
Roy just did an amazing job with the artwork. They would send us the artwork and then a little bit of a description on why they chose like a specific color, what the meaning was with that color. And just, it was really, we love working with Roy because they're awesome. And they're also like one of the founding members of Cindy. So it's awesome to bring them back in and get them to collaborate with us, which we love doing. We love keeping it in the family, you know?
Amazing. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you guys have a great rest of your morena.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Oh, good. Sweet.
See you guys soon.
See you later. Ka kite.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That was Gloria and Scott of Cindy on the program talking about the newest Cindy single, Sunsets Don't Excite Me, and the upcoming album, The Way I Do. The track is out now. The album is up for pre-order via Sun Return. People can get their links via the Cindy Bandcamp. All very exciting stuff. We'll hear that.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.